Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Tuesday morning. Good morning. My name is Sarah Pepper.
I'm Jesse Watt.
And we are the Morning Mix.
The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team is getting ready for the Tokyo Olympics with three matches all set to be in Texas. And two of them are going to be at our very own BBVA Stadium.
Very exciting stuff, because the Olympics, have you been watching it, the Facebook page? They've started doing like the track trials and the swimming trials, and they're showing like some of the best Olympic moments.
Dude, I'm so invested on whether or not this Olympics is actually going to happen that I've signed up for like the email list. So I constantly have emails coming in from like the Tokyo Olympics, and it's talking about all the committees going. I don't understand any of it, but I'm involved.
Oh, it's going to happen. You need to get on there and lose your Bob Costas mind, because he's telling some of the best Olympic stories, literally in tears yesterday over sports that I didn't even know were Olympic sports. Like, it's so great to watch Jesse win.
Don't you know, I think breakdancing is about to be an Olympic sport.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That was not on the Facebook feed. That'll give me another wormhole today. Thanks, Jesse.
You're
what
welcome.
Else do we have this morning?
I got you. Do we think that Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott are back together for reals? For reals?
I don't know. Are they? Yes. I will go with yes. I think if Tristan and Khloe can continue to make it, I'm going to go with yeah on this.
Everyone's like, oh, they're just close friends and co-parents, but they were spotted on a very star-studded celeb date with her sister Kendall Jenner. And then her boyfriend, Devin Booker, and then Justin and Hailey Bieber.
I want to know what Travis Barker thinks.
Okay.
He's the only one with inside the Kardashian camp that I trust right now. If Travis approves of who you're dating, then I'm down.
Okay. I can get on board with that. I like that. I feel like Travis Barker should now be the standard for all Kardashians. Here he is.
Yes. You see this tattooed drummer from a band? This is who I want you dating. What mother ever says that? Kris Jenner, right now.
Right now. Literally right now. But he's so sweet.
He is. I love him. And I love tattooed drummers. They're hot.
But like, why? These are very, very clearly together people. Justin and Haley are married. Kendall and Devin are obviously together. And then you and that's a triple date.
It is, absolutely. It's either a triple date or it's a I'm trying to get back with you, so let's look at other stable couples date.
Also, let's keep in mind that Kylie traveled across the U.S. to go to Travis Scott's birthday celebration.
Yeah, but they're rich, so that's like us picking you up some nuggets from McDonald's. You know what I mean? Let's put it in perspective.
But busy schedule, gotta clear it.
This is true. I understand. I think all signs point to yeah.
In case you feel like you somehow missed this news too, because I looked at it and went, what? Sony is creating a retelling of Cinderella starring Camila Cabello.
Yeah, he put it out yesterday like everybody should know. They're like, here's an update on the Cinderella. And I'm like, update? What?
What? I didn't even know this was going to be a thing, but apparently it is now going to be released on Amazon instead of theaters because no one's going to theaters anymore, which, boo, love movie theater popcorn. But also, when did Camila Cabello become Cinderella?
And also, this is a thing that I didn't know was a thing that I'm super excited about now.
Well, yeah, but also, can I get a sneak peek? Like, what does she look like? I want to get in on this.
Oh, I don't remember if E had that yesterday. I'll see if they did and we'll tweet it out.
For more news, log on to Mix96.5Houston.com.
How old do your kids have to be to get their ears pierced?
Not asking for a friend. Asking for myself. No judgment.
We need your advice in 6 minutes. Siri, your daughter Parker is around 2 years old now. Are you planning on piercing her ears?
I am. We're actually having this debate right now. And I mean, debate as in like my friends who are parents giving me their thoughts on this. By the way, we're the Morning Mix. Sarah Pepper, Jesse
Watt.
If you're a parent, would love to get your thoughts on this. Because my thought on this is I didn't get my ears pierced till later in life, right? I was 18 years old when I pierced my ears myself at a party. But with Parker, I would love to get her ears pierced before she remembers the pain, right? That she just automatically has them in her ears. And then if she wants to take them out, she can. But everybody else, or at least a majority of my friends, are like, this should be a moment that you share with your daughter later. You should allow her to make the decision on whether she wants her ears pierced or not. And I'm like, yeah, but it's going to hurt.
Yeah, that's true, but it's not anything worse than getting a shot. I mean, Parker could grow up and want 7 tattoos. That's going to hurt way worse than that.
Yeah, it totally is. And we could do that together. Like, I would love to go get a tattoo with her when she turns 18.
Let's,
you know,
be
what
honest.
I mean? Let's go.
She's
do
gonna
it.
Want, like, 4 ear piercings. You could get all of those. So here's the thing. I understand, like, hey, you should let your daughter choose if she wants her ears pierced or not, because some piercings genuinely don't close. If I don't put earrings right. in my ear for 3 years, I could put them in tomorrow and they will still be open. You know what I'm saying? She might not mm-hmm. want them, but I understand too, wishing you had them earlier in life. Because I didn't get mine until I was older too. My mom made me wait, and I used to hate putting on stick-ons or magnetic earrings to feel like I fit in with the other kids.
Right. Same thing. Everybody in my class had pierced ears, right? And you, not that you should do everything because that's what everybody else does, but I had 4 other girls in my class besides me, so 5 girls total. I was the only one that did not have their ears pierced, and they'd all had their ears pierced since they were babies. So I'm really teetering back and forth, and my mom is so anti this. Like, she'll call me randomly. She's probably going to call me in the middle of this because she's listening on the Odyssey app. She's going to be like, you're not piercing your ears today, are you? I'll be like, I don't know. We'll find out.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? I know a lot of parents, too, that pierce their kids' ears like newborn because they think their babies, girls, look like boys. And they're tired of people saying, oh, what a sweet baby boy. What's his name? That they pierce their ears so everyone else knows that their child is a girl.
I named my daughter Parker, which is a boy's name. I'm going to go ahead and face that for many years to come. I want to know, though, if you had a daughter, Jesse, would you pierce her ears when she was little or would you wait?
I would wait. And I think that comes from my mom making us wait. But I don't think, you know, you're trying to protect her from a pain that isn't really pain. You know, you're going to have, you can't protect her from the heartbreak, and that's going to hurt worse than her ears. But you're going to be there for it.
No, but I can punch the person who broke her heart in the face.
Well, you can punch the ear piercer too. That's fine. I'm sure there's choices.
This is up on our Facebook page. How old were your kids when you pierced their ears? And do you wish you would have waited, or do you wish you would have gotten them when they were younger? Now I want to go do it today. How's your day going to go? Well, we like to read your horoscopes every single morning at this time to at least be a warning, right? It's your decision to do with the information what you will, kind of like when you say speed limit's going to drop to 55 miles an hour. We can't make you slow down. We can just give you the sign.
Or when your phone has 10% battery, but you choose not to plug it in.
And your name is Jesse Watt, and you do it every single time. Sorry, that's a personal conversation.
It's for later.
We always start off with the season that we're in, which is Taurus. And while Jesse is reading Taurus, you can text us your sign to 713-881-5965.
Taurus, you have a tremendous ability to understand the inner workings of any situation. You may need to give someone a reality check in order to make sure they're on the same page as you are. Use your criticism constructively so that you do not alienate yourself from the people around you.
Oh, just say it nice. That's
easy.
Basically what that says. Amy is a Gemini.
You're probably in the mindset of a major personality overhaul. And on days like this, you might get a glimpse of the person you'd like to become. Today, be on the lookout for a meeting with someone who shows strength, peace, and stability. Perhaps in a few months, you'll attain the same disposition.
And finally, Megan is a Sagittarius.
Megan, you are feeling confident and more comfortable in your skin than you have in a long time. All we can say is it's about time. You're so accomplished. Why is it you're the last one to acknowledge it? All that matters is that you finally have.
Why did you sound like a self-help book there? I loved it. It's like, listen, you are smart. You are beautiful.
You got
we
this.
See it.
Written by the
you
stars.
You got this, Megan.
About the author. Shine bright like a diamond.
There you go. Jesse Watt, read your horoscope every single morning at this time. Remember, if you don't have a good day, don't blame Jesse. Blame the stars. For all of us that have been through Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Ike, when the water mains and water pipes burst during the freeze, we know what it's like to be in a situation where we can't be in our home, even if it's just temporarily.
And being displaced from your home just feels like a lot of anxiety and worry. You like to be in the same place with the people that you call home.
There is a woman by the name of Wendy Holden, and she lives in Texas. And when those bad storms hit last week, she and her 5 children and their 3 pets all lost their home.
That's a lot of people. That is a lot of people to be out of their home. Now, luckily, everyone in their family survived, but their home, unfortunately, did not.
So an anonymous stranger heard about their story on the news, right? Saw this and said, I can't just sit here and do nothing, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to anonymously donate a brand new home to this family on the same land that their old home was on, so they didn't have to change environment. They didn't have to change their view. They just got to get a brand new house.
Now, this person obviously didn't do it for the credit or for everyone to give them applause on social media saying, oh my goodness, look how great you are. They just did it because they saw someone who needed a place to call home.
Now, obviously, we can't give everybody a brand new home, right? But there are many times that when you're walking around or when you see a situation, you hear that little voice inside you that says, hey, you should probably do this for this person. Our challenge for you today is to just listen to that little voice. Thanks for spending your morning with us. My name is Sarah Pepper.
I'm Jesse Watt.
And we are the Morning Mix.
Can we talk about the tiger that was found on someone's front lawn the other day?
This story has been unfolding not just on a local level. It made national news last night.
You know, Sean Pendergast from our sister station, Sports Radio 610, just stuck his head in here a few minutes ago. And he was like, what's going on? Wasn't there like a cow on the freeway the other day, an alligator on a bridge? Like, Houston is underrated for what's going on in this city.
Feels like I Am Legend, right? Remember that movie with Will Smith when all the animals were just roaming around New York?
Yeah.
That's happening in real life in Houston, except for like, we're all still here.
Okay, here's what's going on if you're following the story. The man who was seen capturing the tiger in the front yard was arrested and charged with felony evading arrest. Just a small detail to, you know, throw out there. He's on bond for a murder charge, apparently.
Huh?
Yeah. Did you want me to go over that part one more time?
Okay. Yeah, you buried the lead, by the way. That's like man out on bond for murder charge also tiger.
We're just going to sprinkle that in there because my favorite part of the story is when, you know, police jargon is always so official, right? And they're like,
yes,
he fled the scene in a Jeep Cherokee with the tiger in the car, in the Jeep Cherokee, led the police on a little chase. They lost sight of him. He was arrested at his mother's house, and he says the tiger is not his.
Props, by the way, to Jeep Cherokee. If you're not using that in your new commercial, you're missing out. How spacious is the new Jeep Cherokee? So spacious you can ride with the tiger in it.
Jeep, let's go places. That's not the slogan. What's that the slogan for?
I don't know what that's the slogan for, but Jeep's new slogan is, we can fit tigers.
If you were going to have a runaway car, like what's your getaway car? You have a tiger in the back, like you feel bougie. You're riding around. I'd want like a white Hummer limo with a tiger in the back. Through the moonroof.
Yeah, I'm gonna need something big. I'm thinking minivan. That way there's plenty of room in the back, but also like you're not gonna invade my space either, and probably one of those minivans from like the late 80s, early 90s that came with a refrigerator, so there'll be snacks.
Total mom answer.
I'm absolutely getting caught, by the way, because that minivan goalie only goes like 80 miles an hour and gets terrible gas mileage, but like for a minute we're gonna be in style.
But you know who lost the cops? The Jeep Cherokee.
Seriously. Again, Jeep Cherokee, you are missing out on a lot of things here right now.
Okay, the best news of the entire day, ladies and gentlemen. No, it's not over yet. There's been a lot of speculation that Grey's Anatomy is ending, but no, ABC's renewed it for an 18th season. Woo!
Is that the longest running television show ever?
I mean, it has to be. It has to be.
Can you text us at 713-881-5965? I feel like my mom always talked about a show called MASH, and MASH ran for like ever, so maybe MASH is like the longest, and this will be the second longest. But honestly, to all you Grey fans, are you even still in it?
Yes, and I don't even want to hear it from anyone else, because the answer is yes. Although, okay, so let me just say, the showrunner said that she wrote a season finale for season 17 that could actually act as a series finale, and that's why everyone thought it was going to go, and like all the main characters are pretty much gone. But returning for the 18th season from the OG cast members is going to be Meredith Grey, Miranda Bailey, and Richard Weber. Let's go!
Yay! Yeah. Can we get back to the tiger story? I was more interested in that.
For more news, log on to mix965houston.com.
Speaking of evading police, he did not get very far. Maybe he should have had a Jeep Cherokee because he did not. What You Do at the Courthouse is coming up next.
Houston's best variety, Mix 96.5.
What you doing at the courthouse? What you doing at the courthouse? Sarah's there asking you, what you doing at the courthouse?
What you doing at the courthouse?
I'm brought a relative up here for a misdemeanor, marijuana charge.
Was it his marijuana?
Yeah, it was hers.
Hers?
Yeah.
How much marijuana was it?
It wasn't even a dime bag.
Not even a what a bag?
You know them $5 bags?
No, I don't. I don't smoke marijuana.
You probably heard of it.
Yeah, I heard of it from a friend. She smoked marijuana a lot?
Definitely.
What you know at the courthouse?
Got arrested for marijuana.
Who's marijuana?
It was mine.
Is this your girlfriend, wife?
That's my wife.
How do you feel about him getting arrested for possession of marijuana?
I don't know.
Smoke marijuana with him?
I plead the fifth.
Are you high right now?
I plead the fifth.
Do you want to go get high later?
I plead the fifth.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I just got out of jail today.
What were you in jail for?
I got pulled over and the cop said he smelled marijuana, asked me was I smoking.
But you had not been smoking.
Right, not that day.
But you had planned on it.
I didn't plan on smoking. I smoked the night before.
And the car just still smelled like smoke.
Still reeked the marijuana smell, yeah.
Good night?
Very fun night. It was all the way to the next day. It was the morning.
So why didn't you go inside and smoke and not in the car?
Oh, because I was on my way to the club. Get nice and right before I walked in.
Did you take a lady home that night?
No, I took her to the hotel.
Oh, because you don't want to bring to your house.
Right, because they end up being crazy and they come back and stalk you later, and I'm not down with that shit.
What you doing at the courthouse?
What you at the courthouse is brought to you by WillyPalsLawFirm.com. We do it every single morning at 7:10.
Okay, picture this. You're dating someone, you find panties in their drawer that aren't theirs. Do you buy their excuse or not?
Oh my gosh, that was totally a different route. I was going to be like, are they still alive or not?
We'll find out if you'll love them or list them in 6 minutes. Is there ever a good excuse for another woman's underwear to be in your significant other's drawer?
Oh, he sure thinks there is.
It's time now for Love 'Em or List 'Em.
Look, sometimes you get to a point in your relationship where you realize it's a crossroad. Sometimes it's a conversation that you're having. Sometimes it's because you're helping your boyfriend clean his townhome and you find a pair of women's underwear that's not yours.
Because let's be honest, the further you get into a relationship, the weirder things start to get.
Or the further we start to snoop to look for evidence of any sort of sketchy things that are going on.
If you ever have an issue like this where stuff starts to get weird and you need to know whether it's time to run for the hills or love them and stay through it, you can always send us an email.
So Ellie's got our email today. Ellie, what does it say?
Oh, wow. Okay. So I was helping my boyfriend clean his townhome this past weekend, and I found a pair of woman's underwear in his drawer. Ow. So when I confronted him about it, his first thought, yeah, he thought they were mine. When I told him that they weren't, he said, well, they must be from his last girlfriend. But yeah, that was over 2 years ago. 2 years. And since then, get this, he's moved. So wait a minute. You're telling me he just moved the panties? That he didn't realize they were in the drawer? Mijito, for 2 years? Hello? He threw them away and said, I was overreacting. Am I really?
Will they love him or list him?
Sarah, looking at your face, I know what you're thinking.
Okay, so when we read the email, right, when it was initially sent to us as a DM, I read the email and thought, oh my gosh, this is just a complete and total misunderstanding. It happens. When you move, you throw everything into a box. Guys don't pack things accordingly.
Yes.
They don't even label boxes. They just throw everything in, and then they give it to three-man movers, and they're out the door, right? Okay, but when Ellie read it out loud, I'm thinking to myself, so scared.
I'm like, okay, I just watched my fiance Tyler move, and I watched him not fold a single thing or go through his stuff. Everything was just pick it up with as much as you can carry, drop it mm-hmm. in a box, take it over.
So what do you think? Do you think that he accidentally moved these panties?
Yes.
From one place? Okay, so you think it's total accident. You don't think it's anything sketchy?
And the reason I think that is because he threw it out. Now, I guess who's to say that he didn't go in later, take it out of the trash and put it back in his drawer? But I think if he kept onto it, then it would be sketchy. But if he automatically was like, I'm going to throw this away because this is not appropriate, then I think it was a misunderstanding.
713-881-5965. In this situation, would you love him or list him? I love that point of view, Jesse. However, I'm going to take the counterpoint,
okay,
and I'm going to say professional cheater here. And he knew in that moment he'd been caught. And you know that you cannot double down and say, of course I'm not cheating. Why would you think that? You throw away the evidence. When you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar, you don't stick the cookie in your mouth. You put the cookie back in the cookie jar and pretend like you were sleepwalking around Ambien and you didn't realize the cookie was in your hand. I think there's something sketchy going on. There is no reason that 2 years of a relationship that at some point you wouldn't have worn all your drawers and realize, oh man, there's some old underwear in my drawer. I just think that 2 years is too long of a time to be hanging on to something like that.
What if he saw it and thought it was his girlfriend's?
Nah, he'd have been like, hey, are these yours? You know what I mean? You're not just throwing them back in there. And again, I've been cheated on in every single relationship that I've been in. So obviously I'm going to be a little jaded. Jesse is happily engaged to what I feel is the perfect man.
True.
So she's obviously happy in love. So we want to hear from you. 713-881-5965. Are you loving them or are you listing them?
Here we go. I feel like we're so 50-50, Sarah. I'm so curious. Maggie, are we loving him or listing him?
And she's been with him for how long?
She's been with him for, it doesn't say in the email how long she's been with him, but long enough to be cleaning in his, you know, underwear drawer.
Yeah, I'd probably list him back out on the market.
All right, so fine. So we're on an island by ourselves, you know.
Fine.
Jesse,
we're just listing him.
That little, that Trust Island over there where you're like, I'm going to love him. I think it was just a misunderstanding. Okay, Jesse, enjoy your time over there. Let's see if someone else has a thought.
Okay, Jenna, would you love him or list him?
Back on the market.
You didn't even have to think about it. No. You're already making the listing right now. You're like 5'9", likes to lie.
Yeah.
I feel like every woman that's calling in right now is on the whole train of like, all men are trash.
We got a text from a guy. He said, hey, it's Chad. I don't want to call in right now because I'm afraid I'll get roasted. But dude, you know you don't leave behind souvenirs. Chad!
Will they love them or list them?
So we're talking about whether or not there is ever a good explanation for a pair of women's underwear to be in your man's drawer that are not yours.
This is an email we got, and we're trying to decide whether or not this is a red flag, we should put it back on the market and list them, or is it just a misunderstanding we're going to love them through?
Because Jesse said that when her fiance Tyler packed to move apartments, he just threw everything in boxes, so it's very likely that this guy has just packed these underwear from place to place.
And he threw it out, which I think is a good sign. But on the other hand, Sarah says, nah, this is sketchy. There's no way you didn't know you had this pair of underwear and you know it wasn't mine.
Sketchy. 713-881-5965.
Kevin, are we loving them or listing them?
I'm going to say, well, not necessarily love them, but don't list them. I've had the exact same thing happen to me. Just instead of it being a pair of panties or underwear, it was like women's athletic shorts or something, compression shorts or something like that.
Before we even get into this, can I just tell you how much I hate hearing the word panties through the phone?
It's awful.
A lot. It is. Yeah. It's actually extremely painful, Kevin. So what did your girl say when you found them? Did she say, hey, whose compression shorts are these? And you just immediately threw them away?
The exact same. I thought they were hers. And she was like, no, these aren't mine. And I was just like, oh, okay. And throw them away.
So, Kevin, explain to me how your girl was able to find them within weeks of dating, and they've somehow eluded your ability to find them over years.
Because he's a boy. There's no offense to that, but, like, honest to God, I genuinely don't think guys have any idea what's in their place.
So, because they were just, like, black compression shorts or something like that, I didn't think much of them. I thought they were even mine, I guess, at some point. So, later on, whenever I was going to maybe put them on or something, I just kind of look and go, oh, that's not mine, that's hers. And then just move on. Like,
Kevin's looking at him like, ooh, I got skinny.
Yeah.
He put him on, he's like, that quarantine 15 got me good. Every guy in Houston, by the way, you better go through your drawers tonight because every woman's coming home from work looking for something.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one.
Ian, what do you think? Are we going to love him or list him?
I would say you have to go ahead and list them. Considering that she found them after 2 years, unless she found them like in the very back of the drawer, he definitely had those at some point here recently.
I love that guys are split on this. The same way Jesse and I. Kevin just called in and said that he had a pair of compression shorts from a previous relationship that he didn't realize some chick had left behind. And Ian's like, listen, you better put him back out on the market.
All I've learned from this is that Ian does laundry more often.
I do. I actually do. I do me and my wife's laundry. And yeah, sometimes I'll have a pair of socks in my drawer. But no, I would never be like, oh, it seems to happen a pair of her underwear in mine. That's not going to happen.
Sketchy.
Any self-respecting woman would not leave her underwear for someplace that she's not going to come back to.
Well,
that's another thing. I have realized halfway through and texted and been like, hey, I may have left something at your apartment. You can just get rid of them, like creeper.
No, if you're leaving your underwear somewhere, you're trying to leave a mark. You're leaving those underwear for the next girl that comes through. I'm telling you.
Oh, or just because your alarm went off late and you were late to work and you were just trying to get going.
Commando,
I mean, there are two sides to every story. Thanks, Ian.
You're very welcome, lady.
Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday morning. My name is Sarah Bever.
I'm Jesse Watt.
And we are The Morning Mix.
We need to have a sit-down conversation right now, everybody. If you're in your car, you're already sitting. Happy for you. J-Lo, Bennifer.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening? Just to break it down, if you don't know what's happening, J-Lo broke up with A-Rod, called off their engagement and their relationship of 4 years. Their families were essentially merged about a month ago, and now she is vacationing alone with her ex, Ben Affleck, in Montana for a week.
I feel very torn by this because when Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck dated the first time, I didn't like it. I was one of those Bennifer haters.
Okay.
I'm like, they're changing each other and they're too high end and they're too, I didn't like it. Mm-mm. Now I see it and I'm like, oh my God. gosh, look at him. That just, you know, Ben's through rehab and he's a better man now and Jennifer just deserves a good guy and I feel like they can make it work.
Are you sketched out by the time difference? Because remember, like a week after her and A-Rod broke up, her and Ben started hanging out and everyone said, oh, they're just supporting each other and they have a lot of love for each other and now they're vacationing together.
Okay, if Jennifer Lopez were my ex and she was doing it, I'd be like, that sketchy chick, probably a cheater. But because it's Jennifer Lopez and Ben, I'm like, well, maybe she just needed a shoulder to cry on. She found that true love found themselves again post-90s.
Well, I don't, you never know. I don't know what went on between the two of them, but like, Ben's cute, so you go, girl.
Yeah, and he's not going to cheat on you because I don't think that cheating was the reason that Jen and Ben broke up. I think it was Ben's drinking. And we all know that he's through that now.
And he has kids, right, with Jennifer Gardner?
He does.
So, like, they both have kids. Oh, God, this is too much. But you know what? If they get re-engaged again, it's not like I feel we wouldn't have to add another engagement to the list. It'd be like a 0.5.
Yeah. You're just, like, doing something over again. Yeah. Also, if he starts slicking his hair back and dressing like he did in the Bennifer days, I'm going to get off this bandwagon as quickly as I got on. Let's all act right this time.
I'm sure you guys saw the news yesterday. We're really excited that the FDA has expanded their eligibility for Pfizer's COVID vaccine to children as young as 12 years old. So tomorrow there is a planned advisory committee. And basically, if they give the okay, the vaccines can then be distributed. Doctors at Memorial Hermann Hospital expect vaccines to be available to children as young as 12 as early as this week. And they opened up their wait list for those kids.
Oh, nice. Okay, so if you're not signed up on the wait list yet, go to the website, sign up on the wait list.
If you're married or you're seeing someone, do you find yourself more and more liking foods or drinks that your significant other likes?
Okay, this story was made for Jesse Watt and her fiance, Tyler. Going out to dinner with them and watching them order is second cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Because you guys are like, with drinks, opposite, yes. Right? But with food, you eat the same thing. If there's chicken on the menu, Tyler is getting chicken. Jesse will get something a little adventurous, but they both want mac and cheese as their side.
Oh my God! Time. I didn't realize we were that similar, but you literally just named every time we go out to eat. There is a study out that says the longer you're with someone, your taste in foods change to match your partner's.
Well, yeah, that way you can eat off their plate. You know what I mean? Like, you may not like it at the beginning, but also you realize I want more food and you've got some on your plate.
You're changing me, Tyler.
For more news, log on to Mix96.5Houston.com.
How old do your kids have to be before you're going to let them pierce their ears?
I'm debating getting Parker's ears pierced. She's a little over 2 years old, and you wouldn't believe the heat that's coming in.
Yeah, there's some hot takes coming up in 6 minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.